Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Cowboy Clean Fuels partners with Tiger Transfer to boost Wyoming operations. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Cowboy Clean Fuels, a climate tech company conducting research in Campbell County, has announced a partnership with Tiger Transfer LLC to enhance its feedstock transportation operations in Wyoming. The Gillette News Record reported the collaboration focuses on a 7-acre lease site at the Upton Logistics Center featuring a rail spur with a 13-car capacity and a digital scale. This setup will allow Cowboy Clean Fuels to efficiently store and transport molasses and other feedstock from sugar beet refineries across the Northern Rockies and Great Plains. Tiger Transfer CEO Tom Barrett welcomed the partnership, highlighting the Powder River Basin's energy legacy. "We're excited to support Cowboy Clean Fuels as they add renewable natural gas and carbon dioxide removal to the region's impressive energy portfolio. Once fully operational, Cowboy's Triangle Unit project could process up to 250,000 metric tons of feedstock annually, contributing to Wyoming's energy transition efforts." Bipartisan bill to officially designate bald eagle as national bird heads to president. A bipartisan bill to officially designate the bald eagle as the national bird of the United States is headed to President Biden's desk after passing both the House and the Senate. The legislation, spearheaded by Senators Cynthia Lummis and Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, aims to formally recognize the bald eagle as the symbol of American freedom and values. Lummis said the bald eagle is an enduring symbol of our nation, celebrating the bill's bipartisan support. Mullen echoed her sentiments, calling the eagle a fitting representation of patriotism and freedom. The bird has symbolized the U.S. since 1782, appearing on the Great Seal, currency, and countless other government-related symbols. The legislation, co-sponsored by senators and representatives from both parties, cements the bald eagle's place in American heritage. The president is expected to sign the bill into law, making the designation official. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.